Oh, no. Couldn't we get out of it? Tell them something? Hold on a minute, will you, Mrs. Cortez? I don't know. The truth. That we have a chance to get into the Brantford. You'll think of something, Guy. Let's just look, all right? Tell her we'll look, please, before she hangs up. Please, she'll hang up, Mrs. Cortez. It turns out there's a chance we'll be able to get out of it because we haven't signed the actual lease yet. They were out of form, so we only signed a letter of agreement. Can we take a look at the apartment? You see how you can think of things? You're a marvelous liar. I'd rather have 4 rooms in the Brantford than a whole floor in that white cell block. I liked it. I never loved it. I bet not even the architect loves it. We'll make a dining area in the living room and have a beautiful nursery when and if. He was in Luther and Nobody Loves an Albatross and a lot of television plays and television commercials. I love it. Everything's lovely. Did she die in the apartment? Is this desk one of the things Mrs. Gardenia's son wants to sell? Herbs, mostly. There's mint and basil. I don't know what these are. Oh, Guy, I love it. There's a closet behind that secretary. I'm sure there is. There are 5, 2 in the bedroom, 1 in the second bedroom, and 2 in the hallway. There and there. You're right. I can see the corners of the door. The secretary, it used to be there. Give me a hand, will you? Maybe her son should. But why would she cover up her vacuum cleaner and her towels? I don't suppose we'll ever know. She may have been getting senile after all. Is there anything else I can show you or tell you? What about the laundry facilities? Are there washing machines downstairs? It's better located. Oh, Guy, let's take it, please. Please? It's such a wonderful apartment. She didn't do anything with it, old Mrs. Gardenia. It could be beautiful and warm and... Oh, please, Guy, let's take it, all right? You'll think of something. I know you will. You could tell them I'm sick and have to go to the hospital. You called her? I'm mad about it. If you ever want a sublet, I'm first, and don't you forget it. All those weird gargoyles and creatures climbing up and down between the windows. Go on, Rosie. Do what you want to do. Who is Adrian Marcato? It's nothing. Don't let him scare you. But awful things probably happen in every apartment house now and then. Houses where people keep falling in love and getting married and having babies. Are you honestly trying to talk us out of it? And the Osborne's going to be torn down. Have there been any other unpleasant happenings in the past few years, besides that baby in the basement? Wouldn't it have been demolished, like the house in London? I didn't know it was owned by a church. It's in the same block, I think. And one of those chain things, and a peephole. Hawick, Scotland. Languiac, France. Vitoria, Brazil. Cessnock, Australia. They subscribe to both Life and Look. I thought you were Anna Maria Alberghetti, so I've been staring at you. I'm sorry. There's a very strong one. Oh, no, I just call her that. I guess from talking about her so much with everyone. We're new tenants here. But our apartment is right behind theirs and used to be the back part of it. Gardenia. When we first looked at the apartment, one room was full of plants. No, who? It's funny you're saying that because my husband used to date Piper Laurie before she got married. No, here. Guy Woodhouse. He was in Luther and Nobody Loves an Albatross, and he does a lot of work in television. I hate this basement. A delivery boy probably dropped a bottle. That would be great. I hate coming down here alone. It's a beautiful charm. I've never seen anything like it. You were sick? It's nice to know there are people like that. When you hear so much about apathy and people who are afraid of getting involved. You don't have any family that could have helped you? We're not even halfway furnished yet. And the neighbors certainly don't seem abnormal, except normal abnormal, like homosexuals. There are 2 of them. And across the hall from us, there's a nice old couple named Gould with a place in Pennsylvania where they breed Persian cats. We can have one anytime we want. And there's another couple we haven't actually met yet who took in this girl who was hooked on drugs, whom we have met, and they completely cured her and are putting her through secretarial school. I curse you every time I go down there. Why on earth me? It won't be so bad from now on. That girl I mentioned is going down there with me. Have fun with the ice bucket and say hello to Guy. I ate my egg, but I've never even heard of Captain Crunch. Who is he? Terry. Italian, with a G. A long name. She made a joke about spelling it, not being able to. They're usually at home now. We hear them through the wall. Our bedroom is next to theirs. Didn't she have a brother? She said she did, in the Navy. And to the Castevets. She mentioned him to me the other day in the laundry room. I'm Rosemary Woodhouse. I feel just the way you do, Mrs. Castevet. She seemed so happy and full of good feelings about the future. She said wonderful things about you and your husband. How grateful she was to both of you for all the help you were giving her.